What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video about Amazon's humanoid robots. Yeah, there's a lot of them, and they're going to be taking a lot of jobs. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur.
Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. When Cali said I need another one, gon' have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot, for it be sold out in your store. That dizzy.
I really mean it. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Though you're Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the order online button. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, the Dizzle Brand merch. I got one of the t-shirts on right now as you speak. As you see, Dizzle Brand established in 2001 and was recently bottled about 3 years ago, roughly. You got the hats, you got the t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and more. Click on merchandise store at DizzleBrand.com. Also, don't forget about Dizzle Brand gummies, now available lemon, blueberry, and strawberry at DizzleNova.com. All right, let's get into it.
Y'all know how y'all keep having a conversation about how Amazon, eventually they're not going to have enough workers to cycle through. They keep firing everybody because they're so stringent and we don't want to unionize and all of this other type of stuff. And they need to give us more hours. They need to give us better pay. They need to stop automating everything. They need to stop working us so hard. If I'm 5 minutes late for my break, they want to fire me and all of that type of stuff. Amazon said, listen, we got you. We're going to use you for what we need you for right now, but eventually we're going to replace you. If you think that the majority of these companies are just sitting here.
Let me stop. First of all, why are you late coming off a break anyways? You know, I was an employee once. I worked with employees once. And 99% of them don't take their job serious. They're just working for a paycheck. Well, let's keep it moving.
Standing still, waiting for you to then strike them or get things together. If you don't think that they're already planning and are basically at the infancy stage of what it is that you're going to be doing, and as far as long term, you will be jobless and you will love it. They ain't gonna have to worry about the hiring practices because the only thing they're gonna need is a software engineer, a mechanical engineer, cybersecurity professionals in order to keep the system safe from being hacked. And they're going to continue to rock out. That's a fact, though. Oh, you don't believe me? You don't think that artificial intelligence wrote because it ain't happened yet? All right. Let me share with you what's happening. This is the latest. And you know that by the time that the news start discovering it, that it's already too late and that they're miles ahead of where it is that they're reporting what it is that you're gonna get. Don't worry about it. They got you.
E-commerce juggernaut has made an announcement that's captured significant attention. The company revealed that it is currently conducting tests involving humanoid robots in one of its warehouses in the United States. The objective of this initiative is to enhance efficiency and customer service, in Amazon's words, freeing up employees. The robot at the center of this development is named Digit. It's equipped with limbs that allow it to move, grasp, and manipulate objects much like humans. Amazon, a tech giant known for its innovation and rapid expansion, has been utilizing robotics extensively in its operations. In fact, it boasts a workforce of over 750 50,000 robots working alongside human staff, and they are primarily tasked with handling highly repetitive tasks.
Amazon has over 750,000 robots already on staff, assisting, this is the words that they're going to use, assisting humans in making sure that they can work more efficiently and continue to drive profits throughout the facility. They already there. They already there. Every one of y'all that get fired, they starting to replace you. And so they're not necessarily going to lay you off. They're just going to let you go ahead and quit. And then it's going to be through natural attrition that they continue to replace your jobs. See, that humanoid robot, Digit, that they call them, Digit 1, Digit 2, Digit 3, Digit 4, they don't get tired. They work all day, every day. Wiring never get fried out. They don't have to take smoke breaks. They not complaining. They not going to be late. They just go ahead and keep on working and keep on working and keep on working and keep on working. And they just going to continue to get more and more advanced every single day.
However,
yeah, you know, the more these people out here are saying they want to work less and get paid more. See, I don't understand that concept. I work 7 days a week. Not because I have to, because I want to. Let me repeat that. I work 7 days a week, not because I have to, because I want to. Because I'm never satisfied where my business is at. I'm never satisfied where any of my businesses are at. Even if my business, all my businesses were booming all at once, I would never be satisfied. I'm always working to learn new things about the business. That's the thing. Just because, even if I have orders don't come on, say, a Sunday, it doesn't mean I stop working. Because there's things I can still learn to advance my business. There's always work that can be done. You know, there's always something, whether it's, you know, updating playlists, whether it's sending out emails, following up with customers, processing orders, doing a podcast, doing a TikTok, creating some content to advertise the brand, to promote New Litter Apparel, to promote Dizzle, to promote Promo Palace LLC, to promote the Paul Pickett podcast, Live for Vietnam podcast, about to be part of a new podcast, Circle of Kings podcast, which is going to be a podcast about bare knuckle fighting and boxing and MMA and all that. Yeah, so there's always something to do. So I don't work because I have to 7 days a week. I work because I want to. So y'all out here with these, we want to work 4 days a week, but get paid for five. Guess what? Businesses are looking at that and like, okay, well, you're taking your jobs for granted. Guess what? We're going to bring in 750,000 Amazon humanoid robots. We're going to have them wait. As y'all keep quitting, we'll just keep bringing in the humanoid robots to just take your job. That's what we'll do. You know, because you only got two options in this world. You either work for the man or you become the man. You either work for a business or you start a business. And working for a business, unless you're working for some big Wall Street corporate business or some law firm or you're some big-time surgeon, what are we talking about here? Like people in fast food act like they should be making like $30, $40, $50 an hour just to flip burgers. And places like, and some of these fast food got the worst customer service. I don't care if you give them a $10, $20 raise. They're still going to have terrible service. They're still going to have terrible service, plain and simple.
Concerns have been raised about the potential displacement of human employees.
Of course it is.
Some in the UK trade union have...
Well, no. But let's hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. You can't have it both ways. You can't say I'm mad that I'm going to be replaced by a robot, but then at the same time, I don't want to go to work and get a 23% pay raise, and I only want to work a 32-hour work week. Which one is it? See? Mustafa, he's saying they're too slow.
Yeah, you know, great point. Basically what I was saying, you can't sit here and say you want a pay raise and you want to work less. It doesn't work that way. Because guess what? When you get a pay raise, guess what you got to do? You got to work more. You got the more money I make, the more work I have to do. Well, I mean, what world do these, what planet do these motherfuckers live on where a, like, you want to make more money but work less? No, the more money the business makes, the more work has to be fucking done. So let me get this straight. So the business makes more money and you want to make more money with the business, and the business as a whole has to do more work because it's making more money, but you want to do less work. Fired, get the fuck out of here. Replace you with a humanoid robot. Exactly.
For now. They already got 750,000 robots that's working. You can't have it. Let me say this one more time. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, I don't want to work for what you pay me, and I want to have PTSD, and I want to have problems as far as my mental health, and I don't want to take off, and I want to be able to have healthcare coverage and cost the company at $1 trillion as soon as I get cancer, and I want to have problems with the chick on my job because I can't get back from my break because I'm too busy getting head in a car, and I want to be late to work because I keep saying that my tire blew out or my grandma died and your grandma done died 5 times on every single job. And your knee, you need a knee replacement and a hip replacement. And you want extra benefits, and you want cost of living adjustments, and you only want to work 32 hours a week and get paid for 40.
And you don't want to start your own business either. Get the fuck out.
What did you think was going to happen? What did you think is going to happen? You think that they're just going to sit there and wait for you to continue to cripple the company? Well, you can unionize all you want now. Because you can't unionize them robots. Digit is over there with a sensor on his face, and he not going to stop until he continues to get them boxes out.
...have voiced their apprehension, characterizing Amazon's automation efforts as a swift path towards...
Look at him. Look at the man that's complaining. Look. Let me show you. You see that man? Look as he walking.
...as a swift path towards...
You see that stomach? Got that dad bod? He ain't built to compete against that robot. He ain't built to compete against the little engine who could. What did y'all think was going to happen? Y'all think y'all going to be sitting here graduating high school and getting these regular jobs as y'all get out? Nope. Kiosks is coming. Robots is coming. Artificial intelligence can already tell when you're sleepy when you come into the job. He got these skinny jeans on. His pants are sagging a little bit. He got that dad bod, and he don't even have his vest buttoned up all the way. And you don't think that it's going to be a robot to replace that man?
Job reductions. They pointed to observed jobs, disappearances, and fulfillment centers. In response, Amazon has asserted that its robotic systems have...
I ain't got to worry about you calling off for the vid. They ain't got to worry about you having masks. You went out and partied last night and you can't get to work. They got you.
...actually contributed to the creation of hundreds of thousands of new jobs within its operations. These newly created positions encompass 700 different job categories, including skilled roles that were not previously part of the company's workforce.
So basically what he's telling you is that, listen, we're going to replace every 3 or 4 workers with one humanoid robot, but then we're going to need 2 software engineers in order to replace them, all right? When they're talking about the creation of jobs, they're not talking about the creation of the type of jobs that you're going to qualify for. They're talking about the people that are then putting this action into work and testing and doing all of the development and the mechanical engineering and putting it together and all of the greatness that comes along with this. They only going to need maintenance workers. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to create robot workers to maintain the robot workers.
Ty Brady, Chief Technologist of Amazon Robotics, also...
Hear what he said? They're going to have robots managing robots. Won't even need managers no more. No supervisors, none of that. Robots to supervise robots.
To weigh in, emphasizing that people are indispensable. He disputed the notion that Amazon might eventually transition to completely automated warehouses.
Do you know how much they pay Ty Brady? Look. If you don't think that these workers are going to replace you, these robots, if you don't think these robots are going to replace you, do you know that the Amazon Robotics chief technologist is probably making a bag? You think that they gave him all of that money in order to make sure that you still had a job? You thought that? Is that what you thought? Listen, look at the farmer. Look to the farmer. Remember when y'all used to be complaining about having to go out there and pick off the corn and all of this stuff and all that? They ain't worried about you. First, they replaced you with illegal workers. And then they started buying out all of the farms and they automated everything. And then now you don't see no workers out there at all. All you got to do is drive down the country of any major U.S. highway and you see all of this farmland once you get out of the city. And all you see is machines. Machines everywhere. It's just machines everywhere. And it's subsidized. It's machines everywhere. It ain't the same as you going out there buying some land farming. Your mother, your father, your wife is out there plowing. The donkey. Ain't no donkeys on no farms no more. Y'all seen a donkey lately? When the last time you seen a donkey pulling a plow?
Last time I seen a donkey pulling a plow was on Mountain Man in Turtle Island, Useless, whatever his name is, Usen. And he had one little donkey out there, but the plow was all fucked up and the plow ended up breaking and shit. So, yeah, that's very rare. And that's the thing. When people, we've chosen to live in society. We're not living off of the grid. We've chosen to not live like the Native Americans, which I think had it right. You're supposed to live with the land and not on the land. We've chosen to live on the land, and chosen to live on the land comes with a very hefty price, very heat price. Bills, rent, groceries. And if you're trying to enjoy life, extra money past that. Let's keep it moving though.
You ain't seen no donkeys lately? You don't even know what a donkey look like. Last time you seen a donkey was in a picture book of the Bible. Remember when you was little and they said, oh, look at the donkey. And then they said, it's an ass. And he pulled the, and then, you know, y'all start laughing. That's the last time you seen a donkey. Donkey, is donkeys even real anymore? Donkeys is not even a thing anymore, is it? You know why? Because you didn't want to work. You didn't want to work. You said, I don't like what's happening over in farming because it reminds me too much of slavery. So now we're going to do things a little bit differently. Okay.
Maven Carrizo, you and TV News and Rescue, we serve the people. We give glory to God.
And let me show you what else is happening out here in these streets. Look. They want to show you not just what's happening as far as Digit, the one in the middle, but there's multiple different robots all across the entire country.
From robots to artificial intelligence, Amazon says it's revolutionizing the way consumers get their orders.
Where you see a human at in that picture? Hold on, let me rewind it for you. I want to show you what's happening. Where do you see a human at? And any one of them pictures over there, you see go-karts on the upper left, an assembly line on the right, a robot arm that's similar to what it is that y'all going to be dealing with as far as what's assembling these cars inside of the factories. Artificial intelligence on the lower right-hand side in order to direct where it is that these other robots depict it. Where do you see a human anywhere in any of these pictures? Ain't no humans out there. Not one human. You see all of them Roombas on there on the left-hand side, or what look like a Roomba, and they over there moving whole boxes and pallets? Huh? That's your job. That's the forklift driver. You see all of those robot arms over there assembling stuff? Yeah. That's the assembly line. You see those pallets, those boxes? Y'all kept complaining about your back? Don't worry about it. We got something to go and replace you. It's happening. It's already playing out.
First, get their orders. It comes as e-commerce see? Sales are predicted to grow at least 10% this holiday season, reaching $278 billion, according to Deloitte. Amazon.
And no money for you.
Alone, estimated to deliver 13.5 million parcels each day.
And it's all about innovation. Wow. I'm inside Boss 27. This is a state-of-the-art facility just out.
Look how uniform and in line they are. You can't even get your kids to stay in line that much.
Side of and with me now is Amazon's chief technologist for robotics, Ty Brady. Ty, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So this is the first time the public will see some of the new technology you are rolling out for the holidays. What happens in a lab like this?
We are reimagining the future of robotics so that you can do your holiday shopping even better.
Today, Amazon launches Sequoia. It's a brand new robotic system in Houston. The company says it's capable of stocking merchandise 75% more quickly and delivering your orders 25% faster.
Wait. Let's stop right there. 75% more quickly.
Of stocking merchandise 75% more quickly.
More quickly than what? Than you! It's capable of stocking your merchandise 75 more quickly than what? Than you! And it don't get tired. I don't get tired. 75% more quickly. They took the last part out of there. 75% more quickly than what? What is the 75% more quickly then? Then the homie that kept showing up to the job high and kept calling on his union leadership in order to get him back on the job. Yes, and what? What else?
And delivering your orders 25% faster.
Oh, snaps. And they can get my junk 25% faster? Let me tell you something about people. They don't care nothing about who doing it. They want their stuff now. They want to just know that it works. They ain't trying to understand how it got there. Have my stuff here on time. Faster than who? Than you!
What was the problem you were trying to solve with Sequoia?
Man, somebody calling me right now.
No, he gonna give you the finesse.
I ain't picked up, so hang up.
People, what was the problem with you're trying to solve with Project Sequoia? People, black culture, they just kept coming in with their AirPods on. They ain't want to hear what nothing we had to say. We had to keep firing them, and so we had to innovate.
Offer a wider selection for our customers. We wanted do that in a very efficient manner so they can pass on a low cost to our customers.
Brady says Sequoia also makes it safer for employees, reducing.
I don't even, because it ain't no employees in there. It's no employees. Yo, somebody tell me where you see.
Yeah, let me stop. Like, how can you have access? This makes me think about when I was watching The Wire, when they were automated, they were going to fully automate the ports. And for the shipping, and it was like, well, it brings worker accidents down like, 70-80%. Well, that's because nobody's fucking working to get hurt. When there's no workers working to get hurt, of course, there's not going to be no fucking accidents.
An employee yet. Hold on. Watch this.
Brady says Sequoia.
Where y'all see an employee at in that whole warehouse? In that whole warehouse. Show me where one person is. This is in Houston. They didn't have to go overseas. They didn't have to figure it out. The humanoid robot is coming. Sequoia, the Roombas is over there running around. The robot arms and everything. This is in Houston. Somebody tell me where the employees are. I know you don't think autonomous vehicles is coming. Oh, they come.
I don't see
They're
them.
Coming. They're coming.
The number of accidents and repetitive stress injuries.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to get on a ladder. You don't have to bend down on your knees. You don't have to reach up really high.
They're able to bring these totes from the warehouse to a workstation like this. where I met up with David Guerin, who helped design and build Sequoia.
A machine has gotten this item out of the warehouse, brought it over here, and now what happens?
Now the associate finds the item that's up on the screen, so we take it out.
This is a yellow phone case.
We scan it.
Okay.
We put it in a tote to be sent to another part of the building for packaging. We let the system know it's in there, and then this will cycle through and deliver us another tote to pick something else out of.
And just how do those towers move around? Meet Hercules. Today is graduation day. The finished robots form a line and
And how many people do you really need to grab something out of there, scan it, put it in a thing? That's one person. Grab it, scan it, bam. Grab it, scan it, bam. That's one person. Maybe two at most.
Drive themselves onto their own shipping pallets, where they'll head off to work at fulfillment centers around the world. Amazon is also introducing Digit. This new bipedal robot can grab and move orders in warehouse spaces not designed for humans.
So I think something a lot of people are curious about is what happens between the time they click buy now and the product arrives at their doorstep. You're going to walk me through that.
Sounds good.
Yo, this looked like something out of iRobot, honestly. This literally looks like a movie. They are shipping themselves to different fulfillment centers across the world. They're putting themselves on their own pallets.
Yeah.
I can only all I can do is laugh because I just can't believe that y'all about to suffer through this.
Yeah, you know what? And he's right. There's gonna be a lot of suffering. There's going to be a lot of people fucked, screwed, left behind because there's a lot of people that want to push back against technology. I mean, I see it all the time. I go to Dollar Tree all the time, and you got all these older people like, yo, you know, I'm not using a self-checkout. Some of them, they'll be like, you know, I want a real person at the register. Well, real people at the registers are going, bye-bye, get the fuck over it. Then they'll be like, well, you know, I'm doing their job by scanning it up. No, because guess what? Their jobs have changed. Their job descriptions have changed. Ringing up your shit is no longer the job description of an employee at Dollar Tree. Their job descriptions are blowing up fucking balloons and keeping shit stocked and making sure you don't fucking steal while you scanning your shit. That's their job description now. Their job description is not to, the only time their job description is to ring shit up is when the line gets super duper long. And guess what? It doesn't get super duper long so much because you got four self-checkouts. Before, you only had one person working a register and everybody was bitching and complaining about that. Oh man, it'll take you too long. They ain't gonna open up another register. Well, guess what? They didn't and they don't. Because they couldn't apparently fucking afford to because they had to have people stocking and making balloons and all the other shit. Now, hey, guess what? You can ring your own shit up. Walmart's been on self-checkouts. You know, pretty soon you got McDonald's at the kiosk. And yeah, during COVID, they shut down the kiosk like some little scared ass bitches. Like people were going to get COVID from touching a fucking kiosk, which is straight up horseshit because you swipe a credit card machine all the fucking time and touch it and I've never got COVID. So yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. Like it just sits around on a fucking kiosk or a credit card machine when it fucking doesn't. So yeah, a lot of y'all are going to be fucked because you want to work 4 days a week and get paid for six. You want to come in late all the time. You don't want to work hard when you're at the job. You want to call in all the time. You know, you want to quit jobs anyways. Want to bitch and complain about this, bitch and complain about, hey, yeah, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Because guess what? Guess who ain't going to be bitching and complaining? Robots. They're not going to be bitching and complaining because they're overworked. And I would argue if people were out here not taking the job for granted and everybody's out here working hard. Like, I've never worked a job where everybody at the job, the place works hard. I've never worked a job in my entire life where every employee in there is working fucking hard. Most of them are just working the minimal. And if you're working the minimal, you're not working hard. If you're not going above and beyond, guess what? You're not getting raises. I know I'm not going to sit there and give a raise to somebody that just works at my job and they just work the minimum. They just want to get by just to get a paycheck. Oh, hell no. You won't get a single fucking raise from me. I don't care how long you've been working. Actually, you won't be working there that long if you think, you know, you got to do the bare minimum to get paid working for me. Because that's some bullshit. I got to work 7 days a week to build a business up and get it to a point to employ people. But then you think you should have to work the bare minimum just to get a paycheck. And that's why a lot of business owners don't take employees serious anyways. Because, you know, y'all don't got the Charlie Harnish mindset. What I mean by that, Charlie Harnish is somebody I know that owns 7 McDonald's. The first person I ever worked for. And he started out as an employee that became a manager and moved on up to the point where he bought his own stores. But most people in society just working for a paycheck. And when you're working for a paycheck, you're working for nothing. You're working just to get by. You're not working for anything more. You're not working for anything bigger. You know, you're just dreamers. You're not doers. Yeah, I've seen enough to know on that video to see Amazon workers about to be totally fucked. And you think Walmart's not going to follow and a lot of these other places that can are not going to follow through. And I won't be surprised you go to a Food Lion here soon and other grocery stores and they're going to be self-checkout as well too. You know. I go to Food Lion anyways. They usually only got four registers, but only two open every time. So what's the use of having four registers with two open? Makes no sense. Yeah, a lot of y'all about to be fucked like Chuck. You know, I see it all the time. Old people want to not catch up with technology. Think they're too good to catch up with it. You know what I'm saying? Or think it's beneath them. All right, y'all going to be fucked like Chuck, you know. And all y'all people out here thinking y'all out here, you know, trying to protest that you want to work 4 days but get paid more money. You want to get raises but work less. All right. Say bye-bye to your fucking jobs because I don't believe in that fucking concept. You better go live off the grid if that's the case. Ain't no fucking business owner about to fly with that. You work 4 days, we get paid for six. Hell no. That shit ain't flying in fucking society, man. Anybody thinks it is dumber than a bag of bricks and has never owned a fucking business in their life. Why the fuck would I have to work 7 days a week to build a business, then hire you and let you get paid for 6 days and only work four? Fuck that. I'd be damned if I hire anybody like that. And I don't like those kind of people, man. Weak-minded people, they just want that fucking handout to society. They want everything fucking handed to them, want to bitch and complain about every fucking thing. It doesn't matter if you paid them 7 days and they worked 4 days. They would still bitch and complain. It's not enough. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I am Paul Pickett, and this is the Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget the video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, BitChute, LinkedIn, Twitter. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Peace. And I'm out.